Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
All right, we've got some live music for you bright and early today. Ruben Hollybon, all the way from Norfolk, England, in studio. A debut album is out in a couple weeks called Terminal Nostalgia, and he's got a show at Hotel Cafe on Wednesday. We'll talk about all that. But first, the song Faces from Ruben Hollybon now.
We dropped our skulls to the floor just to stop you from talking. And the fruit of it all, there's a test that should end here. But then we see the back of its neck. Something in the way that it steps, oh, it moves on.
Beautiful. Ruben Hollybon live in studio on KX93.5 playing for us. Again, a show this week, Wednesday night at Hotel Cafe. We're going to talk to him in a moment, but we'll hear one more live acoustic song from Ruben. This one's called Haystacks, whenever you're ready. Thank you. Ruben Hollybon live in studio on KX93.5, all the way from Norfolk, England. Am I still saying that right?
Norfolk, yeah, the L right. is silent, yeah, as in cucumber. Right.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Good morning. Morning.
Nice to have you, man. I know it's early. You've been on the road all over our country for a while. Where'd you drive from? Denver to Los Angeles, is that right?
Yeah, via Gallup, Las Vegas, 29 Palms, and Hollywood this morning.
Some really stand-up locations.
Yeah.
You just got to Hollywood like today?
No, last night.
Okay, all right, last night. Yeah. How was any of those places?
It's an interesting view. I mean, I kind of want to try and get to as many places in America that I've not been to before.
Yeah.
But I love Colorado. Every time I go to Colorado, it's just such a welcome. It's quite a difficult state to leave, to be honest.
Yeah. Did you get to stop in Vegas at all, or did you go through?
We did briefly. We left the hotel, and then we went back to the hotel.
How long were you in Vegas for?
Just one night.
One night's enough, right?
It's enough for a lifetime.
Yeah.
Wasn't what you thought it would be.
I lived in Vegas for a bit. I used to meet British people, and you'd say, how long are you here for? And they'd say, oh, 2 weeks. 2 weeks in Vegas.
I do not know what you're doing for 2 weeks. I mean,
well, you're losing your house, aren't you?
Yeah, and your wife, or your husband, or your children.
Well, you're here for a good reason. You've got a show on Wednesday at Hotel Cafe, which is a great venue in LA that promotes new bands, because you're about to release this debut album in a few weeks.
Yeah, indeed.
So what's the excitement level around that for you right now?
Oh, it's great. I mean, so I turned up in Colorado like 10 days ago and went, right, I've got a gig in 4 days. I need a band. I need a band for here. I need a band for Los Angeles. Does anybody want to play? And then by last Tuesday, we were all on stage together, and they're going to come join me on Wednesday as well.
I was going to ask you about that. So you're not performing solo most of the time, right?
No.
What's the makeup of the band?
Makeup of the band tends to be drums and bass, and then in England, it's keys and trombone. Over here, it's just keys. But we keep it, you know, adapted.
Of course, I would have guessed trombone immediately. I'd have
gone, yeah, you know,
this guy needs a trombone.
Well, it was it was kind of a matter of players. It's like we had a keyboard player who could sing and play the trombone rather right. than someone that could play the cello or an right. electric guitar.
Cello would have been like of the an obvious choice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but who wants the obvious?
Right, of course not, no. But there's a real tradition I think people don't know here, that your kind of very English-sounding folk music in Britain, and it's gone on forever and ever, and it's a lovely scene. Do you play the folk clubs in Britain, or what are you doing out?
I used to. I learned how to play in a folk club in Huddersfield, where we had no microphones.
Huddersfield?
In Huddersfield.
All right.
You're part of the country.
Tyler's just like,
I don't know what's happening.
He's completely zoned out. No. Hey, birthplace of James Mason. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, Huddersfield.
Didn't.
Yeah, birthplace of James Mason.
Does everyone know who that is?
Yeah, he's a famous actor. Come on. Hollywood actor. Oh, whatever. You're so young. So impressionable. Could have said any name. Have you gone, really?
Yeah, oh.
But, first Green Party member of Parliament in the country, mm-hmm. Kirklees City Council.
This is a great tangent.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know a little bit about it. I've never been there, but, why would you go there?
Does everyone know who the Green Party are?
Well, it's sort of self-explanatory.
Yeah, that one I do know.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, no, so anyway, I've gone off on the tangent. That's what I'm paid to do. But so you grew up in the folk circuit there?
A little bit. I mean, I think I grew up in the studio, really. I spent a lot of time recording other musicians because when I first started playing music, everyone else knew how to play the guitar, yeah. knew how to sing, and I didn't know how to do it yet. And so I started recording them, and then I was like, oh, actually, my turn.
Are you a bit of like, you'd be like, I can do better than that.
No. Music doesn't have to be a competition.
Did you recorded some pretty notable names too, right? Do you want to spout some out for us?
You might do on my behalf. I mean, I worked with the London Symphony Orchestra. I worked with a composer called Nitin Sawhney for about 4 years. Mm-hmm. We had a few other favourites in there as well.
Yeah.
But that's how you learn to really be an engineer. A lot of times everything's in the box today, but you're recording real instruments. I mean, you
yeah.
know.
On a board.
On a board, yeah.
On an Eve for years.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a nice way to do it. It's a real sort of enthusiasm to music rather than being in a box. I've got nothing against making a record in a box. It's just the method is better when you can have a big board.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
Well, again, Ruben Hollybaugh, the new album, Terminal Nostalgia, comes out May 20th. Tell people how they can pre-order that.
You can pre-order it online, I believe. I have to check with Matt, but if you get the vinyl, there's a download code away.
And where should they go to do that?
I think that's on brightantenna.com.
Brightantenna.com.
Or iTunes, okay. I believe.
Cool.
Yeah. And if people Google your name, then they'll find all that information.
Which is not as easy to spell as you might think. Yeah. Hollebon.
Yeah, Google will spell it for you.
Yeah, all right. That's fine. And then Wednesday night at Hotel Cafe in Los Angeles with a trombone player, nonetheless.
Not the trombone on Wednesday.
No bone.
No. Oh, no bone.
Just
bone.
In England.
Okay.
It's an England special.
Oh, that's too bad. Sorry to hear that.
More bone.
Ruben, thank you very much for playing for us this morning and for coming in. This will be podcast online at kx935.com, and we'll see you soon, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Good to meet you, man.
Yeah.